This week in Delaware County, Steve Lindell, Vice President, Director of Operations for Woof Boom Radio. Six formats, eight radio stations, one mission to give you control of your local radio stations. And one of the favorite parts of my job is when I find out one of these kinds of stories, in this case about one of these kinds of guys that lives in the midst of us, who is a good guy and does good things. And you don't do it for credit. You do it because you love what you do. Steve Robert is our guest this morning in studio. So good to see you again, buddy.
Morning, boss. How you doing?
We got a lot of things to cover here. The first thing I'd like to do is I'd like to start with your recent trip to Poland. You actually went there in honor of and sort of following in the life and the footsteps of I don't know if she is your most famous person you've ever met. Maybe she is. Is she the most famous person you ever met?
Probably. Well,
Eva Kaur, yes.
Maybe Jimmy Carter a little bit more famous than her.
Oh, yeah. You went to see him once, didn't you?
Yeah, maybe Jimmy Carter a little bit more famous than Eva Kaur, but equally wonderful.
Eva Kaur is
a Holocaust survivor. Yes, of course. Eva Kaur, her twin sister, Miriam, they were taken by the Nazis, taken by Hitler's people in the end of the Second World War. Driven from their homes like so many Jews and taken eventually to the death camp at Birkenau, where her family, all except for her twin sister Eva, were immediately taken to a line that led to what they didn't know was a gas chamber and their immediate death. She never saw any of the people in her family again. Her and her sister Miriam were able somehow through true grit to survive 9 months in Birkenau and experimentation by the angel of death, Dr. Joseph Mengele. And she comes out somehow, just happens to survive, possibly in part because of good timing. She was lucky in some ways. Mm. But here she is. She's out now and has a life of how do you pick up a life after having had that kind of a thing happen to you?
No idea.
Do you then go on? I don't know. But she does and ends up in America, ends up in Terre Haute, Indiana, married to another Holocaust survivor, Mickey Kaur. And here she is.
You brought her, and with a lot of help from sponsors and support, you brought her to Muncie to speak and make a presentation of Ball State University.
Yep. April 2014.
You traveled to Terre Haute
many times to
see her. And how did the Poland trip come to pass? Why did you feel that was important for Steve Robert to do?
Well, first off, I want to say that the Terre Haute thing, it's on the Candles website. You can find out with a click when Eva Kaur will be talking over there. And all you got to do is drive over there. It's $5, and you can spend the afternoon with one of the most amazing women you will ever meet in your life. Anybody can do that. It's 2.5 hours from Muncie. So after, you know, I just got the wild idea of trying to bring her to Muncie, was able to do it, as you say, with a lot of help, including the nice people here at Wolf Boom Radio.
Glad to do it.
We brought her here, and I've just kept in touch. I sent a little donation over there, and so they had to send me my tax paper, and with my tax paper comes this little brochure. Oh, by the way,
yeah,
Eva Kaur goes over to Poland every year. Maybe you ought to come with us. Huh. So how could I say no to that?
Wow. And when you were there,
yeah,
what you experienced, what you saw, what you felt. Can you put that into words?
Well, I went, yes, to go to Birkenau and Auschwitz and just to see what it would feel like just to stand there on the site of such historical horrificness. Mm-hmm. And it takes your breath away. There's no question about it. And I went to stand there with Eva Kaur and bear witness to the fact because, oh my God, there are people who try to say this thing never even happened. There are deniers, and nobody's going to deny that in my lifetime. Now, pretty soon, there's not going to be any Holocaust survivors to say, don't tell me this didn't happen. I was there.
Yeah.
There's not going to be that. But I went to Auschwitz and Birkenau with somebody who was there, Miss Eva Moses Kaur, and don't tell me it didn't happen because I saw it with my own eyes.
Tell me and tell us about her. I mean, you say strength and tenacity, and you said some luck, too, but those are small words. I don't think it could be explained properly. What she says today and what her mission is with when she makes a presentation. Share that with us.
Well, she, Eva knows that she's a special person now. She does. She has this mission. She has this gift. She has a message that she can deliver like few others can, and she's going to do it with every breath in her body for as long as her body's breathing. There's no question about that. And her message is two-part. One is never give up, because I don't care what you're going through, you giving up is not the thing that's going to get you to the other side of it. Mm-hmm. And then her other message is, of course, forgiveness is a seed for peace. And she says, yeah, she says this woman who's had probably the most horrible things that can happen to anybody done to her, she says you have to forgive these people, not for them, but for you as an act of your own self-healing. If you don't forgive, you stay angry. You're just running around mad and angry all the time. These people are still exacting a toll from you. Mm-hmm. You forgive, you find your peace, and you move on and make your life into a good thing.
Steve Robert is our guest this week in Delaware County. We're talking about his recent trip to Poland to visit with and see some more about the early life of Eva Kaur. Does she still reside in Terre Haute?
Yeah. She's still there. Like I said, you can go. It's on the website, Candles Holocaust Museum.
That's great.
When is Eva Kaur going to give a talk? Wednesday, 5 o'clock? Come. $5. You can spend an afternoon with her.
Awesome. A lot to cover about you that I want to get to before the end of our segment. As I said at the beginning, this is a good guy who does good things. And I like that. I like positivity. I think you get that vibe from me and from my wife, Nancy. I think you got a choice when you get up in the morning. You got two choices, Steve.
Yep.
You can be cranky and negative about this, that, or the other thing, or everything. Or you can try and make a positive difference.
Right.
And you really choose the latter from several things that I know about you. For instance, this water initiative that you are helping with. It's called what again?
Water is Basic.
And it is about what?
It's an outreach. A fella that was taken to Africa with his church. His name is Steve Reese. Runs a water project over there. He got over there when it looked like South Sudan was going to become independent from Northern Sudan. It's the longest civil war in the history of Africa. Finally, it looks like they're going to break away, and they asked some people to come talk to us about how do we even have a country. And he says, you know, I sat through those meetings. At the end of a week of that, this guy in the back stands up. He says, look, none of this matters unless you can figure out a way to get us some clean water, because there's hardly any clean water in our whole country. Everybody's sick constantly. Mm-hmm. The children are sick. The grown-ups are sick.
And you got to have water, folks.
Water is basic.
Yeah.
And so he just decided his mission at that time was wrapping to an end, and he just came home and talked to some people at his church and says, look, if we're going to serve these people, we got to figure out a way to help them get some water. So he has figured out some wonderful ways to do it.
How can folks find out more about that initiative and or make a donation if they want?
Waterisbasic.org, of course, onto interwebs.
That's my word. I love that. Just a minute left here. This is one of the things I want to let you give a little plug for your band, because you guys are fun, you guys are good. I've seen you a little part of you guys play once or twice, and you have a lot of fun with that, don't you?
We do have a lot of fun, yes, with Jasmanian Devils, and of course we would like to see anybody who wants to come see us. Let's see.
Yeah, coming up pretty soon.
September 11th, yeah. Down at the Cannon Commons at noon for the Foodie Fridays, and September 20th at the Washington Street Festival.
Washington Street Festival. Yeah. That is where all the bees come out.
That's right. The Washington Street Bee Festival. You're exactly right.
It's that fall kind of festival where the bees are looking for something sweet, and they usually find
my lemonade.
That's great. Steve, a pleasure to talk to you this morning, and a pleasure to know you.
Thank you.
Keep spreading the good, will you? Keep doing that.
Yeah, this world is not going to make itself into a better place, and so, I guess that's going to be our job. A little earthquake there, sorry.
No sweat. Good job, Steve. This week in Delaware County.